Good morning and welcome to the Tuesday Morning Show, where ASI's most outspoken editors talk promo products. I'm Andy Cohen, editor of Counselor Magazine. Joe, did you just make a noise into the microphone?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay. We have a very exciting show planned for you here today. We're going to be talking about kids' promotions. Isn't that right, Kathy?
Yeah, we are. We have a very special kid in the house.
We do have a very special kid in the house. Before we get to him, we're going to talk to Michelle Bell. Michelle, how are you today?
I'm fine. I'm gorging on your wife's treats here.
Family show.
This is kids show.
She made chocolate peanut butter cupcakes, just saying, with frosting and coffee cake, which is like Vinny's downfall.
Very nice. And Joe Haley, who made that
what
noise
up?
In the beginning. How are you today?
I'm good. Southwest Philly floater. That's all I got to say, Andy. The Southwest Philly floater.
The Southwest Philly floater. If anybody knows what that means, give us a call at 215-953-4979.
Seriously, yeah, do that.
And you get
$25 gift card.
You get a $25 gift card.
You're going to get a travel mug. You're going to get the finger puppet.
What was it?
The Southwest Philly floater.
Okay, if you know what that means, call us at 215-953-4979. Vinny, who is manning the phones, knows because he's raising his hand, but he will not tell you if you call. You have to tell him. And Mina is at the tech booth. And as Kathy said, we do have a very special guest in the studio today. We have my son, Jason Cohen. Jason, how are you today? You're good?
Yay!
To the camera.
Jason, wave to the camera, because I'm sure your mom is watching, and she'd be waving back. So wave and say hi, Mom. There you go.
Say hi, Mommy.
As I said, we are taking your calls today about kids' promotions. If you have any questions about how to run a kid-focused promotion or any questions about products to use, we got Joe Haley here who's going to give you advice on the best products to use for kids' promotions. Give us a ring at 215-953-4979, and we will take your call. And Joe, if we take your call on the air, what will we give them?
Oh, it's a great price back, Andy. $25 Visa gift card.
Yeah.
We've got the finger puppets, and we also have the Joe Show travel mug.
Wow, it really has become
a
prize pack of sorts.
Mina wakes up after a couple months. The spring fall is here. We finally got a sound effect.
Mina had a cupcake, and now we've got sound effects.
She's got her sugar rush.
Sweet.
On.
All right, Joe, what else is on tap for today's show?
Kathy's going to take a look at some of the stats that she's going to be revealing in her Advantage's regional sales issue that's set to publish
mid-April.
We have strategies for creating an effective workplace culture. More consumers are buying American, and we're going to tell you why. We also have 5 tips to succeed when you're surrounded by competition. We have a few other things on our docket here, our favorite things, but we're going to start it off with the industry news in 60 seconds, Andy.
All right, thank you, Joe. We begin this morning with top 40 financial news. Distributor firm Cintas said last week that it increased its fiscal third quarter revenue by 6.3%. The uniform and office products provider reported that its revenue for the quarter ended February 28th was $1.08 billion. The company also increased its revenue guidance for the remainder of 2013. On to general economic news now. The Federal Reserve last week released a new labor forecast that predicts the U.S. unemployment rate could fall to 6.7% by next year. The central bank, though, lowered its U.S. GDP projections, forecasting 2.3% growth this year, down slightly from its previous prediction. ASI show news now. Humorist and author Ben Stein keynoted the ASI show in Long Beach this past weekend, mixing a dry wit with a positive outlook for the American economy. Stein entertained and informed the Sunday Morning Show audience. Check out a video interview with him in Promogram today. Some industry personnel notes now. Top 40 distributor BDA has promoted Rob Martin to chief marketing officer, and Canadian supplier Spectre & Company has named Hillel Frankel to the dual role of COO and CFO.
And finally, make sure to check out the latest episode of the Joe Show and Promogram today. Joe, what's hot for today?
Well, let me tell you something, Jason. We have 5 awesome products with 5 awesome ideas. So you can check that later on today.
Very cool. All right.
I like when old people try to sound hip by saying awesome a lot.
Like 3 times in the span of 5 seconds?
You know this, my word.
Way to go, Joe.
Michelle's not awesome.
Michelle, not awesome. All right, before we head to your calls regarding kids' promos, we are going to bring Leighton Lee in to the show to talk about product safety. Leighton, how are you today?
Doing terrific, folks. How are you?
Doing good.
Very good.
Now, I understand that your product safety minute is also kind of focused on children. That's a new study that talks about BPA's effects on children. What do you know?
Well, before I get to that, I have a follow-up to a previous product safety minute about misbranding and making misleading health claims about food. Remember that episode or that segment?
Yeah, the Mango Girl Scout cookies.
Yep.
Exactly. Well, we have another incident. Just this last week, the company Muscle Milk, they make a very high potent type of milk that's been on the shelves for quite a while. They settled a class action suit for more than $5 million. And they were hauled into court for making misleading claims about the healthy fats that were supposedly contained in their Muscle Milk. Unfortunately, studies and scientific proof found out that that milk or those healthy fats turned out to be unhealthy saturated fats.
Oh.
So they got busted. And so once again, I cannot stress the importance of making accurate claims in products, not just food, but in all types of products. But since today's show is all about healthy kids and kids promotions, BPA always comes to mind. As most of us know from listening to Product Safety Minute over the last year and a half or two, BPA is a major, major issue in the product safety world. Now, BPA stands for Bisphenol A, which is a chemical that is a building block in the older days of polycarbonate plastic. Well, most of the drinkware industry has now banned polycarbonate, and we don't use it in our industry anymore. You might still find it in some stores, but very, very unlikely. BPA has found to be, in many, many studies, to be a hormone-mimicking chemical, meaning that young children from infant ages all the way to up to 3 or 4 years old, if they have high concentrations of BPA in their blood, it has a tendency to disrupt their normal hormonal production, meaning that they can produce, males will produce more estrogen, females will produce more testosterone, thereby creating all kinds of problems. BPA has also been found in many studies to have an effect on diabetes and weight gain and so on and so forth.
Leighton, very quickly, what do distributors actually need to know to ensure that they don't they don't run into any problems with BPA?
Well, that's
products?
A great question, and that's actually my conclusion. But before I get to that, I want to chat really quickly about a new study. And there is a new study issued just recently by the Columbia University researchers. And they have now linked, according to their study, that BPA concentrations in pregnant women and their babies and their fetuses, whether they're unborn or born, have had a strong connection between high levels of BPA and asthma. So this is the first major study that has connected BPA exposure to children's asthma. And asthma has been found in those children anywhere from ages from 3 to 12 years old. So getting back to the question is, what can distributors do? Bottom line is, ensure that your suppliers provide you with test reports on any items that would contact food, drinkware, sippy cups, water bottles, and so forth, that contain plastic. Almost every bottle and drinkware item contains a plastic component, such as a lid, even if it's stainless steel or aluminum. Speaking of aluminum, all aluminum bottles are coated with an epoxy resin coating on the inside, because aluminum, if left bare, uncoated, will leach out chemicals from the aluminum metal into the drink of food. So that epoxy resin almost always needs to be tested for BPA as well, because there's a high potential for that resin to contain BPA.
Okay, Leighton, we got to move on to our call segment,
right?
But thank you very much for giving us
a ring
today.
Thanks.
Have a great day.
Thank you.
All right, we're going to move on to our kids promotion segment of the day. Jason, you bought some promo products yesterday when you were in a store. What were they?
Yesterday, I bought 2 Lego keychains in a Lego store.
Lego. Jason is a huge fan of Legos and was in a store with a buddy, and they both bought these cool keychains, right? And you got them right on your table at home, and those are things that you hang on to.
Yep. Wow.
Very cool. All right, so we have some callers on the line regarding kids' promotions. We're going to get into some of those issues. Let me go to line one. We have Craig. Craig, how are you this morning?
Hey, I'm good. How are you guys?
Doing good. What's your question or comment for the hosts?
So I have a few clients who have targeted promotions for children, and I don't have kids myself. It's been a while since I was a kid, and I'm wondering how to relate. Can you share some creative ideas that might get kids' attention?
Oh, we got Joe Haley here ready to share some creative ideas. Joe, what do you think?
Well, first you have to know the ages of the kids. Are you talking about grade schoolers? Are you talking about middle schoolers? Are you talking about high schoolers? So the age is going to be important.
Mm-hmm.
And then I would say, ask your friends who have kids, what they like, but just watch TV, see what type of toys are being promoted or being advertised on TV. That'll give you an idea. Watch, the Cartoon Network, see what type of characters are popular as well. But I think kids like things that are active. They like, frisbees and balls. They like apparel. Even their little kids, everyone likes a hoodie and needs a hoodie. I would think of stuffed animals are good for children, especially the younger ones.
How about Betsy Soshi from Artistic Toys says they have 7-inch reversible puppets, 2 toys in 1. So you can turn a cat into a dog,
cool.
An elephant into a donkey, a dog into a pony, and a bear into a bull, which would be good for finance as well.
Mm-hmm.
And they're CPSIA safe and tested. Another company suggested waterless tattoos. And scribble tees. We've seen those before.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Tattoos are a lot of...
Target Apparel has
those. I love when you go to the pool and you see the kid that's got the tattoos. He's like got sleeves of them. Because, they just put them on. It is the funniest thing in the world. So.
Jason, you're a tattoo wearer. You liked getting those different tattoos, right? What's your favorite ones?
I like SpongeBob tattoos.
Mm-hmm.
Who doesn't?
Yeah. And dinosaur tattoos.
And dinosaur tattoos. Yeah. Very good. So if you want to win my son's heart, you bring some dinosaur tattoos.
You can actually get some higher-end things, too, like remote control cars, that would very much appeal to young boys. Jason, would you like to get a remote control car?
Yeah.
Even if it had a Philadelphia Union logo on it?
No.
Not so much. Craig, thanks very much for the call.
Thank you.
We're going to go to line 5, and that's Stanley. Stanley, how are you this morning?
Good morning.
Good morning. Wow, you're awake on the West Coast.
Well, you know why I'm awake? Because I've got coffee, and I'm drinking my coffee out of my Joe Show mug.
All right, Stanley.
See, Stanley is a loyal listener, and he has gotten his gift pack with a Joe Show mug in it.
Yes, and I've got my finger puppets going. I mean, this day is starting out great.
He's playing radio.
Stanley's now playing with a full deck, obviously.
I'm telling you, I've lost it already.
What is your question or comment for the host?
Well, my question, and definitely for Jason as well, is electronic items versus non-electronic items when it comes to kids' promotions, because, budgets for electronic items are more expensive, but... does it need to be electronic? Does it need to have that super impact? Or are the manual toys and regular stuff still popular?
I think you've stumped my son. But I think I don't think it needs to be electronic. I think certainly kids are more plugged in today than they ever have been, as Jason was in my office earlier this morning, was playing with every device possible. But I don't know that it needs to be electronic.
No.
Like Joe was saying before, it's things that are going to be used, and some of the lowest tech items are things that kids use as well.
I go back to when my boys were younger, and we get those prizes in the cereal box, and sometimes you get the electronic things. They really don't do anything. And it's like they play with it for a minute or two, and then they toss it. So if you're getting an electronic product, make sure it's something that's got a lot of functionality that they're going to want to play. An idea would be is go with an electronic gift card, so maybe they can download a special app that has some applications and stuff. So, I know MediaTree does a lot of those, e-giving gift cards.
Mm-hmm.
Build a game for the kids, on a special landing page.
Mm-hmm. All right, Jason, you get the last word. Does it have to be electronic?
Yes,
it does. Okay, so Stanley, there you go. The adults in the room say it doesn't have to be, but of course the kid in the room says it does.
But you just said he bought Lego keychains. That's
see
not
that?
Electronic.
I
so
know.
See, you, there you go. You like those.
It's all in the perception. All right, Stanley, thanks for the call.
We have two Facebook comments, by the way.
Go ahead.
We have David Garthwaite, who says that for high school kids, anything electronics seems to have worked for him. But for younger kids, because he worries about liability, he sticks to apparel.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And we have Margaret Joyner, who said that one of the most popular kids' products that she's ever done is a drawstring backpack.
You know, yeah.
Is that the person who wrote in the drawstring backpack that you could actually draw on, or was that that was somebody else?
No, that's someone else.
Yeah, those drawstring backpacks are very cool. We actually gave those out as like the goodie bag gift at Jason's birthday party a couple years ago, and the kids still wear them around.
Yeah, I didn't get one. but with high schooler kids, I think that in the way of electronics, you're thinking about things that are going to attach to their iPads and their iPhones and stuff. You know, earbuds, you know, holders, you know, speakers, covers and stuff. But I agree with the apparel, you know.
It's true, but then we have Melanie Avigliano-Schultz, who said that, you know, not so much the electronics, and she says that she's found the basics, frisbees, water guns, balls, and like things like hacky sacks and a bag to put them in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you use those, especially in the summertime.
They love those hacky sacks.
You know, there's a new drawstring backpack I showed on the Joe Show 2 weeks ago, and it actually looks like a little hoodie. It's got a little hood, and it's got the little pocket and stuff. And I think that kids like hoodies. They like the drawstring backpacks. And if you can find something different and unique in the way with those things, I mean, Shane runs track. He takes one every day to school with his track, you know, apparel in there. So,
all right, we're going to pause right now to hear from our radio sponsor, AIA. But when we get back, more on kids' promotions.
Where do you see your business in the next 5 years? Do you believe that you have all the support and tools to reach your goals? With AIA, your vision can become reality. AIA understands that not all businesses are the same. They work with you to craft a customized, individual plan that develops your business in a way that's best for you and the professional life you want to create, regardless of where your business is in its life cycle. When you become part of the AIA community, you have the resources, talent, and expertise of a robust organization at your fingertips, all while keeping your business and your clients. The offer? A simple agreement with no non-compete provisions, no money up front, no monthly or transactional fees, and no technology fees. One simple rate, period. Contact AIA today, 877-212-7324 or www.aiacommunity.com.
All right, welcome back to the Tuesday Morning Show, where we're talking about kids' promotions and ideas for any children-focused promotions you have. We have another caller on the line. Joy is on line three. Joy, how are you today?
Great. How are you?
We're doing good. What's your question for the host?
Well, I'm a little leery of suggesting toys to my clients to do promos for kids because of the product safety issues. And I've been hearing a lot of great ideas so far from you guys. I've heard about the tattoos and electronics and the backpacks, but I was wondering maybe what some other items you might suggest, and maybe you could even ask Jason if books would be good. Do kids still like books?
You got the wrong kid. Sorry. Joe, what do you think? Ideas for Joy here on the phone.
I think that books are a good idea. National Geographic has a lot of wonderful books in there for kids, specifically geared to kids. A lot of fun stats in the books, great pictures and stuff, quizzes to take. They're great for when you're taking a road trip. Keep them occupied in the back seat. You know, take the iPod Touch from them and make them read a book. Coloring books, I think, also work well, especially with younger kids. You know, second, third grade. My kids are never colorers, but I know a lot of kids do enjoy coloring. And you can get them now that have tattoos inside. You know, you can color. You can have paints and stuff. So I think that books aren't such a bad idea.
Especially for restaurants. If you have restaurant clients, sell them coloring books for the kids to
and
keep
crayons.
Them busy.
You put
and
the
crayons,
menu
yeah.
on there,
right.
and then they have something that they have to look at while they're sitting there.
You know, and I think it's important to remember that promotions geared to kids are also geared to the adults, too. Mm-hmm. So the adults will have some type of opinion on the company that's run the promotion based on what their kids are getting, you know. And so, you know, don't forget that, because that's very important.
Yeah, and Joy, to address the first part of your question, certainly product safety is a humongous issue when it comes to kids' products. You have to be diligent in talking to your suppliers and making sure that they are CPSIA compliant. They're all, for the most part, pretty with it today. But, you know, it's questions that you have to ask. You have to make sure that they have the certifications and that they're up to date. You know, they have to be recently tested. Each of their products have to be recently tested, and they have to be tested by third-party labs. So you have to clearly state to them that, you know, you have these expectations and they need to comply.
You know, and just to go back to some product ideas, we have some new suppliers in the industry offering things like boogie boards. And so when you're going to the beach, you have something. They offer skateboards, snowboards. Some of them might be a little more high-end. The boogie board's not as expensive as a snowboard. But it's still a great product to give out to kids. And then think if we got summer vacation coming up, what type of vacation packs can you offer to the kids?
Right.
You know, think about that. When you check into a resort or when you check in to a house that you're running down the shore, maybe there might be a pack. Kites, you know, sunglasses. How many people think about buying sunglasses for their 8-year-old kid? But it's important that they have their eyes protected out there. So there's, think along those lines.
You know, you could go to a company like Zagware, which is a distributor in the industry. They have a whole separate toy division that they sell to other distributors called Zag Toys. And they have already gone through the hurdles of the CPSIA.
Right.
And they make all the Spider-Man toys for Marvel. So they do all of that. So, I mean, at least that would be a place to start if people do want to, you know, venture into toys.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
Okay,
just
great
check,
idea.
Check with suppliers. All right, Joy, thanks for the call. And hang on the line so Vinny can get your information. Okay, on line two, we have Walter. Walter, how are you this morning?
Yes, doing fine. And yourselves?
Doing very good. What's your comment or question for the hosts?
I've actually done some promos for kids for restaurants. And actually what we ended up doing is the Color Me Rulers with pencils, colored pencils, as well as a little school pack and erasers as well. So it was kind of a package deal for back to school, and was very, very successful.
And what did the client say about it? How did people react when they received it? How did the kids react?
They really, really liked it, and especially the Color Me Rulers, because it's kind of a more personalized type thing where they can put their name on it and then, you know, color rather than a coloring book. They have a ruler that they can use at school.
That's great. Well, Walter, thanks very much, and good luck with future kids promotions.
Well, thank you very much, and y'all have a great day.
All right, hang on the line so Vinny can get your information for your Visa gift card.
Okay, thanks.
All right, we're going to pause to hear from our second show sponsor today, ASI Computer. But when we get back, we're going to look at the regions in the United States that are doing the best for ad specialty sales.
Get the state-of-the-art, industry-specific software that's easy to use with flexible options that fit your business. Get ASI SmartBooks. Combine all business processes into one technology platform that is created for you, designed for the advertising specialty industry, and fully integrates with ESP and ASI Smart Sales. Use this customized tool to operate your business at maximum efficiency. Call 800-544-1274 or visit asicomp.com to get the best technology solution.
Well, welcome back to the Tuesday morning show, where now we're going to turn to Kathy for an exclusive survey that Advantages did regarding regional sales. So, Kath, tell us, what's the best region for promotional product sales right now?
What do you think, Andy?
I think I know the answer.
Is it Texas?
So should I play stupid?
Well, yes, that is.
It's the Southwest.
Yes, it is. It's the South.
It's
the total
South.
It's actually up like $800 million in 1 year.
Hello.
For ad specialty sales. So it's a big winner. It's up to $7.9 billion from $7.1 billion.
Now, why is that?
Well, Texas is kicking ass. Oops, sorry, Jason.
And our listeners.
How about... Okay. All right. Texas kicking butt and taking names.
That's right.
Why That's right. are they kicking butt?
Well, you know, they have big agriculture. They're actually a big corporate magnet. As you well know, there's a lot of high tech there too, energy sector, all that good stuff. Andy. All wrapped in one big state. What do you think is second?
Northeast.
Second? No, is West the Coast. West.
It's the Midwest. Midwest at $4.4 billion, and that is up from $4.2 billion. So they're doing well too.
Who's
actually
doing the worst?
The Northeast is the
What are
worst.
We doing wrong here?
Well, finance was down a little bit last year.
Yep.
So it's the Northeast is down, but it's down very, very slightly. And it's the only region that is down. But because they're a big financial stronghold and healthcare and finance took kind of a hit during the last year, they're down
Sandy,
a little bit.
The Nemo.
Yeah. So, but there's good horizons ahead, Andy, for the Northeast.
Good horizons ahead for the Northeast. That's good.
Yeah. So there you go. And the other state, I mean, the other region, the West, was at $3.9 billion. So they were up slightly, too.
Very good. All right. Where can people find out more information? What issue of Advantages?
Mid-April.
The mid-April issue of Advantages that should be coming out just about any week now,
right?
Very
soon. Very soon.
All right. Good. Yeah. Check that out in print and online. Okay, Michelle, we talk a lot about corporate culture on this show. So how are some ways that companies can create an effective workplace culture?
You know, we have a couple suggestions here, but I'm only going to do three really quickly, and then we'll put them on our website at asicentral.com/radio. Number one, inspire creativity. And, you know, people always have ideas about how to do that in a company, whether it be to serve cocktails or, you know, have theme parties. But I like this one idea, which I think is true. People don't usually socialize with people outside of their own departments or departments that they work directly close with. So think about our department. You know, we work closely with
sales,
supplier
marketing,
marketing closely. So if you look at some other departments, you know, try to get your own department to work, you know, better with others that they have no. So, for example, if it was editorial, maybe accounting.
Oh, yeah. Why not?
Kathy with a little diss to the accounting people out there, probably which we don't have many listeners, but hey, anyway.
It gets people out of their comfort zone, and that's never a bad thing.
Yeah, no, I think that's a smart move.
With other people. Next, embrace the madness and So this March Madness thing, which I think is just cockamamie.
Basketball?
Yes.
Basketball?
Annoying as all get out to me. However, the advice to companies is to embrace your employees who are really into it and throw parties around events like that. And
throw a party.
Squash them being so involved in it. So embrace their enthusiasm for something so idiotic.
And find
maybe we'll have a cat party. You can bring your cat in.
Find any reason to throw a party. I think that's the point.
Definitely.
Throw a party.
And next, and we've talked about this before, but involve staff in all important decisions because it's really, if you ask for their opinion and you make them feel like they're part of the process and part of the team, it pays off in spades because they're going to work harder.
Mm-hmm. Very good.
The rest of these on our website.
All right. You can check those out on our website at asicentral.com/radio. Okay, Joe, very quickly before we head to our favorite things, people are increasingly buying American these days. Isn't that right?
They are. And this is from Business on NBCNews.com. And there's a variety of reasons. I'll be real quick. One of the reasons is quality. The quality of the products that are made in the United States usually surpass very, you know, widely the quality products from some other countries. Jobs. It's creating jobs here, too. So people like that connection. It's like if I buy U.S., then I'm creating jobs in the U.S. And we know that we've lost a good deal of jobs. The rising labor cost of China is pushing more jobs back here, which means there's more availability of U.S. made products. We also have patriotism. People feel a sense of patriotism and pride when they're buying products made in this country. And finally, we do a great job with green products. I think that we manufacture more green or sustainable products in this country than any place else, and that's become a very big marketing tool for companies. But we'll post this entire article on www.asicentral.com/radio.
Listen,
very
there's
nice.
Two product categories that despite that China has cheaper products, the U.S. is always going to beat them in, baby products and pet products.
Yeah.
And statistics bear that out. People will always opt for products made in the U.S. if they're made for children, babies, or pets.
Right. Mm-hmm. I like that. Very good point. Okay. We're going to head to Michelle's favorite segment of the show, and that is Our Favorite Things. Kathy, lead us off.
All right. Well, I like this idea for car-related promotions. It's called the Pump and Prop, and it's from Hardworking People, ASI 58701. It stores magnetically on the inside of your fuel tank door, and you put it there, and it props the gas pump, so you can keep your hands in your pockets. You don't have to get cold hands or dirty hands from the dirty pump.
Nice. You don't want dirty hands
from the dirty
pump. Okay. All right, Michelle, what's your favorite product of the week?
Mine is the Blossom Pen from Spectre & Company. And it's a combination stylus, pen, and highlighter. And it's offered in a whole bunch of bright colors just for spring. And that is Spectre & Company's 88660.
All right, and Joe.
All right, I'm gonna get
your
Jason
favorite
to hold
product.
This up.
Hold that up.
This is a two-zipper coin purse. You see, that's the split keyring here. This is great for students because they can put their identification in there, a credit card if they have one. They have a spot for money, and then they can put their dorm room key or their apartment key on there. They don't need to carry a bigger traditional wallet. They don't need a pocketbook. Everything's self-contained there. It's great for the financial institutions to give out. It's also good, I guess, for any promotion security, maybe latchkey kids, if they're a latchkey kid, but I'm sure he's not. high schoolers and college students. But that's available from Waldorf Products, ASI 94770, and you can find them online at WaldorfProducts.com.
Right. Very nice. Donna just had a cow.
You've impressed Jason. I saw it on his face. He was mildly impressed by your presentation, AJ. Yes. All right. Well, unfortunately, we are all out of time for today. But thank you very much for listening. Thanks to our callers and our sponsors today. And especially thanks to my
Jason.
Son, Jason, for joining us here on the show today.
Southwest Philly Floater.
Oh, nobody called us for the Southwest Philly Floater. Email us at radio@asicentral.com if you know what the Southwest Philly Floater is. I sure have no idea.
I'm going to Google it.
All right, everybody, have a good week. See you next week, same time.
Bye.